Wallah, just recently, with the grace of Allah, we went for Umrah. And by Allah, as I'm passing the Rozai Mubarak, and I came close to Umar, I felt Umar. By Allah, I don't know how to translate it. I looked and I cried. I said, Umar, I can feel your robe now here. Umar, I can feel you. 14 centuries has lapsed. But your devout life that you've displayed to the Master has embedded your love in the heart of every Muslim till Qiyamah. Amma Aisha said, Alaykum bi dhikri Umar. If you want to flavor your gatherings, speak more of Umar. If you want to flavor your gatherings, speak more of Umar. He said, I came back, فَحَدَّثَتْنِي نَفْسِي أَنْ أَتْلُبَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَيْئًا مِنْ خَيْرِ الدُّنْيَا أَغْتَنِي. Let me first mention the other ibarat. وَكُنْتُ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَابًا فَقِيرًا لَا مَالَ لِي وَلَا أَهْلَ وَلَا سَكَنَا. He said, when Nabi alayhi salam gave me this proposal, it was at that point of my life when I was financially at my lowest. The proposal and the offer came at a time when I was at my lowest. Yes, my young brother, that SMS will come on a Saturday night. That will be the deliberate exploitation of the devil. But that is iman. لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الصَّيْدِ تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَرِمَاحُكُمْ لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. It's Hudaybiyah, Sahaba in Ihram. Allah said that the game is forbidden, and Allah said, I'll bring the game so close to you, you can grab it with your spear. But now the game is haram for you. لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. The concluding verses of the 18 juz, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. Just read what the Mufassirin have written here. Allah has put the kuffar to test the sabr of the iman. Allah has put the kuffar to test the sabr of the Nabi. Allah has put the Nabi to test the compliance of the disbelievers. Allah has put the wife and husband. Allah has put the parent and child to test if the child complies, if the father perseveres. وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً أَتَصْبِرُونَ وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. I have made one a trial for the other. I have made one a test for the other. Are you going to persevere? Well, I'm watching everything. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. He said, at that time, I had no money, I had no family, I had no abode. And كنت آوي إلى صفة المساجد مع أمثالي من فقراء المسلمين. Masjid Safa, we used to sit there, myself and my friends, that is where we used to sit. And whatever used to happen, we used to eat there. And if anybody sent any food to Nabi عليه السلام, بعث بها كلها إلينا, Nabi عليه السلام would send that food to us. And when he would receive a gift, أخذ منها شيئا وجعل باقيها لنا. He would take a portion and the remaining Nabi عليه السلام would give it to us. So I'm deliberating and my thoughts are playing with me. And I said, which way do I go? An opportunity like this here, how should I react to it? So a thought came into me, let me ask Nabi alayhi salam for some material, some monetary benefit. أَغْتَنِي بِهِ مِنْ فَقْرٍ. I can also become established financially. وَأَغْدُ ذَا مَالٍ وَأَهْلٍ وَزَوْجٍ. I can also have a family, put up a little house and abode, grow my empire. So these were the thoughts that were playing, and it played over me. And every day I think, should I ask, shouldn't I? And then suddenly I heard a different voice and a whisper within me. Now this you need to ignite it with iman, then Allah gives it to you. I say it and I say it again, my brother, there is a fake pleasure in disobeying Allah. But may Allah introduce me and may Allah introduce you to the divine pleasure of obeying Allah. There is a pleasure that when you put your head in sajda, you just cannot raise it. There is, wallah, that pleasure. As those who have enjoyed it and continue to enjoy it, they cannot physically lift that head out. Every Subhana Rabbi al-A'la becomes more soothing, more comforting, more empowering, more nourishing than the previous one.
from 3 to 5, from 7 to 9, and the night becomes young. أَهْلُ اللَّيْلِ فِي لَيْلِهِمْ أَلَذُّ مِنْ أَهْلِ اللَّهْوِ فِي لَهْوِهِمْ فَحَدَّثَتْنِي نَفْسِي. And then as a young boy, I had a whisper within me and said, وَيْحَكَ يَا رَبِيعَةُ وَيْحَكَ. I wish, my brother, when you walk into that club, that sound also kicks in you and says, وَيْحَكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. I wish that kicks into you, my sister, before you become intimate with a strange man, and that inner voice of Iman speaks to you and says, وَيْحَكِ يَا أُخْتِي وَيْحَكِ يَا فَاطِمَا. I was about to tell the Nabi of Allah, make dua for my dunya, and this voice came into me and said, Rabia, Rabia, don't be foolish. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا زَائِلَةٌ فَانِيَا وَإِنَّ لَكَ فِيهَا رِزْقًا قَدْ قَفَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا زَائِلَةٌ فَانِيَا وَإِنَّ لَكَ فِيهَا رِزْقًا قَدْ قَفَلَهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ لَا بُدَّ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكَ فَاتْلُبْ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنْ يَسْأَلَ اللَّهَ لَكَ مِنْ فَضْلِ الْآخِرَةِ. Rabia, be wise, think long term, have a broad vision, don't look short term. The world is short, your sustenance is ordained, your share is stipulated, what is meant comes your way. Pluck up the courage, muster the courage, have a vision and a goal. Go to the Nabi of Allah and say, O Nabi of Allah, I want that cup from Hawza Kawthar. O Nabi of Allah, I want to be your friend in Jannah. So he says, فَطَابَتْ نَفْسِي لِذَٰلِكَ وَاسْتَرَاحَتْ لَهُ. I then had satisfaction and I decided, and I had suppressed all negative thoughts that were flashing in my mind. I took satisfaction, this is my request. I came to Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salam, Rabia, come, what's it? Decided? Yes, decided. O Nabi of Allah, ud'u Allah ta'ala li an yaj'alani rafiqan laka fil jannah. That's the narration. O Nabi of Allah, make dua, Allah Pak must make me your friend and I walk together with you in Jannah. You pride yourself to walk with a woman in a club. You pride yourself to walk with the bride in the hall. You pride yourself to bounce on the streets. Rabia, the young man said, my Nabi, I walk with you and we walk together in Jannat. I hope that this program can revive these dead sentiments in this ummah. Nabi alayhi salam was impressed. Man awsaka bihada. Rabia, and where did you learn this from and come? He said, Ma awsani bihi ahad. O Nabi of Allah, nobody told me anything. The reality is, when I went, all my desires, all my thoughts came before me. And I was on the verge of coming with a monetary request. And then again, there was a sound that whispered within me. And he called out to me, فَهُدِيتُ إِلَىٰ إِثَارِ الْبَاقِيَةِ عَلَى الْفَانِيَةِ. Allah gave me the ability to prioritize. The narration goes, فَصَّمَّتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ طَوِيلًا. Rabia said, there was pin drop silence. And it was a prolonged silence. It was a prolonged silence. I'm silent. The Nabi of Allah is silent. I cannot say anything. He then lifted his blessed head and said, أَوَغَيْرَ ذَلِكَ يَا رَبِيعَةُ. Rabia, are you still standing by your request or is there change of mind? Rabia, are you still standing by that? Sahaba only wanted akhirat. We also want akhirat. That only and also, there is a world of difference between it. If a woman says, this is also my husband, the poor man can't say it today. Although he has divine permissibility. No, I'm not touching that. Sahaba only wanted akhirat. We also want it. They only wanted it.